Hello, everyone. Today's meditation is going to be on the earth element. As always, I recommend that you have a journal, paper, pen, pencil, those sorts of things beside you when you start, so that once you're done meditating, you can take note of anything that you might have seen, heard, learned, been a part of. I think it's a wonderful way to note the things that we come across in our meditation. Remember also that meditation is an active process, and so I recommend sitting upright, either in a chair or on the floor. If health concerns require that you lay down, that's fine, but we don't want to fall asleep during these meditations if at all possible. You'll get more out of it if you can stay awake and alert. So go ahead and get into a nice, comfortable sitting position, and we're going to breathe in nice and deep while you center and relax your body. Take a moment to shift your shoulders and your hips around until you can feel your spine aligned. Wiggle them a little bit more. Make sure they get lined up really well. And this time, let's roll our head around a little bit in a circle and stretch out our neck. And while we're doing that, we're going to scrunch up our face and squint our eyes and relax our face muscles. We want to wiggle and stretch our fingers and our toes and keep taking nice, deep, consistent breaths so that we're activating our whole body and we get our energy flowing. And now go ahead and settle into your body and close your eyes. And I'm going to count us through some breathing. And we're going to go ahead and breathe in, two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, and in. Two, three, four, and out. Two, three, four, and continue to go ahead and breathe at a pace that's nice and comfortable for you. If at any point while we're meditating you're having trouble focusing, bring your consciousness back to your breath and focus there. And now you're standing in an early afternoon sun. It's warm and the dew is gone from all the grass around you. You're barefoot and you're on a dirt road in the country. There are no buildings, just fields around and a forest off ahead. Stroll down this dry and dusty dirt road. You're barefoot, and the dirt feels fine and soft under your feet. Your steps are silent, and little puffs of dust rise around with each step that you take. Breathe in deeply and smell the dusty earth and the green fields. You're headed toward a tree line that's just ahead down the road. You can hear the birds talking to each other as they flip between the trees. The road becomes a path as it leads into the trees. You're at the edge of the forest, and the light shines through the leaves dappling on the ground. Listen for a moment to the breeze as it flows through the forest canopy. The path has changed, and now it is a damp, cushioned, loamy earth created by years of leaves and needles and decaying branches. It's the carpet of the forest. There's moss growing here and there, and it feels rough under your feet, but not uncomfortable. Continue to walk along through the forest path as it weaves through the trees. The forest is starting to become a bit thicker, and you're thankful for the coolness it brings. You continue to follow the path, and you hear the gentle sound of a stream ahead of you. The ground here is a bit harder, and as you near the stream, the bright sun is shining through the break in the trees. Light sparkles on the water, and you can see the colorful stones that are the stream bed. Standing at the water's edge, you're in some wet gravel, and you look around, taking in the sights. Breathe deeply and smell the wet earth. You can feel the pebbles under your toes. Take a moment to look around and take in the scene. You notice that the trail continues on the other side of the stream. So you walk through the moving water. You can feel the stones of the stream bed under your feet. And as you near the edge of the water, the ground is cool and wet. It squishes between your toes. You're leaving the water at the other bank, and you climb up. And you see that the trail continues uphill. You follow the path that's now hard and dusty, climbing steadily. You find yourself at the base of a stone wall, and you walk along this wall, your shoulders grazing the side of hard stone face on one side, while tree branches and shrubs brush at your shoulder on the other side. You come to an opening in the mountain, and there's a cave. It's large and easy to walk into. The floor is dirt here. The ceiling is several feet above your head. You move into the back of the cave, and you notice that the path continues deep into the mountain. It's well traveled and cleared. There are all sorts of footprints around. You walk forward without fear or concern. The hallway in the cave starts to narrow a bit, and you notice that the walls have become smooth from many hands being trailed along them. You reach out and touch the stone walls, thinking of those who've come before and those who will come after. You're almost as far back as the sunlight reaches. You stop to look around, noticing that it's dark ahead of you and bright and light behind you. It's bright and warm behind you, and it's cool and musty in front of you. These walls, they're rubbed smooth, the path is flat and dusty. There's still plenty of room to walk through, and you decide to move forward. You can reach out and just touch the walls on either side. So you're still relaxed and at peace. You walk ahead as the light dims. Then there's a turn in the path. You step forward to look around the bend, and you see that there's still light shining in this space. And on the back wall, there's an altar and a chair in front of it. You walk forward and take a seat in front of the altar. It's set with a candle. And you look around. You decide to light the candle. As you light it, you need to thank whoever set up this amazing space. Say it out loud in your own words. Breathe deeply. Chat with the earth spirits and the ground. Talk to the ancestors and deity. Chat with whoever comes to you with whatever messages they have. I'll leave you here for a moment, grounding and building and playing with energy, giving you some time in this space. Your time is past. Take time to thank those you spoke to. Take time to finish what you need to. And now we need to go ahead and take a nice deep breath and start to inhabit our body. We're going to return. Stand and start to walk out of the cave again. Take note of the environment, how it smells and looks and feels. Notice that the sun is setting and the way the light has changed. As you round the bend to face the opening, walk all the way to the opening and look out over the forest. Take in the view. When you're ready to return to your body, start with some nice deep breaths. Feel your lungs expand and feel your core as you inhale and exhale. And now start to wiggle your fingers and toes as you're coming awake again and you're joining your body back on this plane. When you're ready to open your eyes, you can write down what you saw and heard and who you spoke to and how you felt. You can note any lessons that you were given. I'll list some questions in the comments. Note also, when I've done these meditations with some groups, on occasion there are folks who sit in darkness. And I'm going to go ahead and do a podcast a little bit about what it might mean if you're having a different experience while you're meditating and some ideas to change that or overcome it. We can work and learn and grow together. I hope you've enjoyed this. Please look for my Facebook page or my Instagram and leave me some messages. Let me know what you thought, what you'd like to hear, and how this is all working for you. Thanks. Have a great day.